This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Philippians 1 and verse 9. And this I pray, this is the Apostle Paul to the Philippian church, this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. Knowledge and discernment. That you may approve the things that are excellent. That you may know what things are excellent. And approve of those things, which means that you will follow along on that path, the things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. So Paul's prayer to the Philippians this morning was that they abound in God's love, and of course, his love is in us through the agency of the Holy Spirit, who is in each and every believer in Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. So you have love within you, that nature of God, and he wants us to abound in it, which means to more and more express it in our lives towards others and towards ourselves as well, to love ourselves in the love of God, but also to express it towards others, and that they do so guided by knowledge and discernment. Love is guided by knowledge and discernment. So think of it as the river flows. There are river banks, and on the one bank we're going to call knowledge, the other bank we'll call discernment. And it's the river banks that keep the river flowing in a certain direction. If there's any turns to be made or any twisting to do, the river banks will guide it. So knowledge and discernment need to be involved with love. I had a church member once years ago in our ministry, and she had gushing love. No riverbanks. This lady had no riverbanks at all. She wanted to give the devil another chance. She said, "The devil's our enemy, and we were supposed to love our enemy, so we should love the devil." And she wanted to give him another chance and redeem the devil and everything. She had gushing love. She had no knowledge or discernment whatsoever. She just had gushing love. I have people in my family, somewhere in my family, and they're raising their child, and they have gushing love for their child, which means they never correct their child. The only time they would correct their child if the kid was going to stab themselves or something. But the kid can write on walls. It can tear things up. It can destroy things. It'll sit there, literally sit there and eat a stick of butter. They will not remove the butter from the kid's hand because they don't want the kid to cry and don't want to correct him because that's mean. Because they have gushing love, no knowledge, no discernment. The love is just a blanket coverage that just doesn't do the right thing. It just becomes very emotional, and I call it gushing, and it really doesn't have a positive result to it. A child left to himself, as we know in Proverbs, brings his parents shame eventually. You need to correct the child. But anyways, same thing with the believer who's a child of God. There needs to be correction in the ministry. In the Word of God, in order for us, God just doesn't want to gush his love all over us and let us go do what we want to do with having no riverbanks. We need riverbanks in order to keep it. In fact, you know, in Revelation 22, if you see the river there, 22, what is it, 2 or 3, chapter, verse 2, this says that the river there, the riverbanks were just loaded with trees and fruit. So that's the kind of river you want when you were talking about the river of God flowing out of us, as it says in John 3:7-37, rivers of life flowing out of us. So Paul's prayer for the Philippians, anyways, was that they would have love, But also that love would continue to abound towards others. It wouldn't be hindered, but it would abound out, and that there would be riverbanks. There would be the knowledge and the discernment that comes from the Word of God. Now, this river or this love is guided by doctrine. Doctrine's not a bad word. When I first got saved, I was in the full gospel movement up there in Massachusetts, and to them, doctrine was a dirty word. If you talked about doctrine, you were dead. You're a dead Christian. You're talking about doctrine. We're free in the Spirit, and that's the doctrine was bad. Free in the Spirit was good. But doctrine, of course, is God's mind, we learn later in life, God's mind on a specific topic or theme. What does God think about the subject of patience? What does God think about the subject of marriage? What does he think about the subject of being single? What does God think about being a teenager? What does God think about all the different topics and subjects you can imagine in the Word of God? God has verses from all over the Bible. You put them all together and you end up with a doctrine. That doctrine tells me and tells you what is God thinking in regards to that subject. Whether it's grace or mercy or kindness or whatever the topic, what does God think in those terms? And when you get that, you have a doctrine in your mind and in your heart. God's mind is foreign to us. What he thinks is not readily available in our human minds. We have to, or we must, acquire it. God thinks beyond us, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are beyond our ways. We don't think like God does on a natural level. We think way opposite of God. So how do we know what God thinks? Only through the Bible. That's why this book is so incredibly important to your life, because this is the only place you're going to find out what God thinks. Everybody else has opinions, but the book is the book. The book was written so that we would have a reference as to how God thinks and what God thinks. So the mind is foreign. Our mind is foreign to God's mind, and we must acquire it through Bible study. It's only through the study of God's Word that we figure out how God is thinking in all these different areas. John 8:31, we continue in the Word. That's what discipleship's all about, continuing in the Word. In Isaiah 28, the Word of God is learned, we're told, by the prophet Isaiah. The Word of God is learned line upon line, principle upon principle. We are here a little, there a little. It is progressive, we're told. We learn the Bible progressively. The first week you were a Christian, you didn't know it all. You may have thought you knew it all, but you didn't know it all. You progressively learn, and the more you learn, the more you realize, boy, I don't really know it all yet. You could be 50 years learning and studying, and after 50 years, you look and you say, boy, you've just scratched on the surface. You don't even know the depth of God's thoughts and the understanding that he has. It's just way out there. I don't even know it. But progressively, I'm receiving it through the study of God's Word. So it's progressive. It's also repetitious. We hear the same, many times the same message over and over and over again, presented differently from different aspects, maybe using different illustrations and using different words to describe it and so forth to try to get through the thick-headedness of the believer. So we have all kinds of different ways of presenting it, and some people respond to this message about that subject, and other people respond to the other kind of message about that subject. But it's whatever works, whatever gets through, is the main thing. So progressively and repetitiously, precept upon precept, principle upon principle, we are learning God's Word. And that's why we are in this church, so we can continue to learn God's Word. So Paul told the Philippians that this was very important for them, that they would learn God's Word. Then, of course, he writes to the Colossian church in the first chapter of the book of Colossians, in verse 9 and 10. And he prays for them, and he encourages them. He says, be filled with the knowledge of his will. Or learn God's word. Then he writes to the Ephesian church, and the Ephesian letter was to be a circular letter, not just for the Ephesians, but for all the churches that surrounded Ephesus. And he writes to them, and in the 18th verse of the first chapter, he wants them to be enlightened to know or learn God's word. Then he talks to the Thessalonians, writes them a little letter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And he tells them, receive the word. Receive it. Embrace it. Learn God's word. James 1:21, James is speaking to the scattered churches throughout the land, and he's writing all these scattered believers all over the place, and he writes to them, and he says, let the engrafted word, receive the engrafted word that will deliver your soul, that will produce deliverance in you, get rid of some of the stuff that's in your life, or learn the word. 1 Peter 2:2, Peter's writing to his group of believers, his group of Christians that are under his particular authority. What does he tell them? Desire the sincere milk of the word so you can grow. Or, hey, study the word, learn the word. 2 Timothy 2:14, Paul is talking to Timothy, who's going to take over his ministry when Paul departs. And here's that song Pastor Jeff sang this morning, goes off to glory. And when that happens, Timothy's taking over the ministry, and he says, Timothy, listen, study to show yourself approved. Rightly divide the word of truth. Study the Bible. So all of these churches and all of these people, Paul has the same message. Learn the Bible. Study the Bible. Stick with the Bible. Keep hearing the Bible. Progressively, repetitiously, Bible, 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 Bible. Why? So you've got great riverbanks in your life. So you'll have riverbanks, knowledge, discernment, and fruit will be growing in them, and you won't just be a gushing Christian. A gushing Christian who gushes over people with the love of God, but doesn't have any discernment and doesn't have any knowledge. And so your love goes wild. It's misplaced. Love gone wild. We could be a good message. Study the Word of God is the message. It requires that I sit under teaching to study the Word of God. It requires, according to the Bible, your Bible, that we sit under teachers or we sit under those individuals that God has trained, number one, and then sent, number two. He trained them, and then he sent them in 1 Peter 5:2, to feed the flock. To feed the flock of God. He trained them up, and then he sent them out to feed the flock. The Lone Ranger mentality. I sit home, I'll study it myself, I'll do it myself, I can handle it, I can.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Out Pest